It's Thursday, July 16th, 2026. Bad air quality coats the tri-state area. Mayor Zoran Mamdani has updates on housing violations and landlord crackdowns, and our weekly music news. That's What's What Today. I'm your host, Sienna Reinders. It's hot and hazy in New York today. An air quality advisory is in effect for the tri-state area. It's because of smoke from Canadian wildfires. Mayor Zoran Mamdani says the air quality is in the unhealthy range for the New York City region.
Everyone may feel health effects. So today, every New Yorker should take precautions.
The city is giving out free KN95 masks to protect New Yorkers. To find a distribution location, go to on.nyc.gov/freemask. Cooling centers are also open today to protect against the smoke and heat. To find a cooling center near you, call 311. Following citywide rental ripoff hearings, Mayor Zoran Mamdani says he has the answer. WFUV's Sonia Welawitagoda reports on the increased housing violations and landlord crackdowns.
Every New Yorker deserves to live a dignified life in a dignified home in the city they love. That is a responsibility that government can, must, and will fulfill.
That's Mayor Zoran Mamdani. He says that for too long, New Yorkers have been ignored when reporting unsafe and dangerous living conditions. He's now come out with the Rental Ripoff Report, or RRR. It has 23 policy changes. It includes stricter protocol to target repeat offender landlords and updated housing code enforcements. It will also recognize tenant unions and punish landlords for conditions like mold and pests. The report will also require a disclosure of AI or digitally altered images and video on rental listings.
All of these actions and improvements come as a direct result of every tenant who attended a rental ripoff hearing. Every tenant who chose to speak up. Every tenant who refused to tolerate another year of negligence and disrepair. Every tenant who demanded more from their city government.
The announcement goes along with the city's housing plan, Block by Block, which aims to build 200,000 affordable homes, preserve 200,000 homes, and more. I'm Sonia Welawitagoda, WFUV News.
This week in music news, WFUV's Livia Regina shares some of Death Cab for Cutie's interview with the station about their latest album, plus new albums from Beck and Michelle Indigocello.
Death Cab for Cutie's 11th album, I Built You a Tower, was released last month. It follows a joint tour with frontman Ben Gibbard's other band, The Postal Service. For a new FUV live session with host Alisa Ali, the band recorded three songs at Seattle's Studio Litho. Plus, Gibbard discussed the joint tour, which celebrated the 20th anniversary of The Postal Service's Give Up and Death Cab for Cutie's Transatlanticism.
I thought it would be a unique brand of fan service and something that only I and we were able to do both of these records together in one show. It took a lot of work to put the show together, but we had a blast. It was so much fun to kind of finally allow this Venn diagram to exist in real life on a stage.
Find Death Cab for Cutie's entire FUV live session at WFUV.org or wherever you get your podcasts. The band's on tour for I Built You a Tower now. There's no NYC date, but they'll be upstate in Canandaigua on Saturday, July 18th, with support from Japanese Breakfast. Beck has announced his first album in 7 years. Ride Lonesome is out September 18th. For the record, Beck reunited with the band that helped him make his albums Mutation, Sea Change, and Morning Phase. The first single from Ride Lonesome, the title track, was released in April. Beck has also shared a second single, In the Night. Beck's on tour this fall. He plays two shows at Brooklyn Paramount on October 22nd and 23rd. Michelle Indigocello is releasing a new cover album. Synonym is out October 2nd, which features 15 collaborations with 19 different artists, including Brandi Carlile, Cat Power, Chaka Khan, and more. Indigocello says the album is an expression of queer liberation as a synonym for liberation of all kinds. The first single, a collaboration with Grammy and Tony winner Cynthia Erivo, is a cover of Aretha Franklin and George Michael's 1989 hit, I Knew You Were Waiting for Me.
That was What's What music host Livia Regina. And that's our show for today. You can find more stories online at WFUVnews.org and on Instagram and TikTok at WFUVnews. Please follow and rate us on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps. If you have a tip or question for us, send us a DM or email us at newsroom@WFUV.org. I'm your host and producer, Sienna Reinders. Our reporters today are Olivia Regina and Sonia Willowood-Agoda. Lainey Nguyen is our editor.